There it is.
Yep. Yellow. It's over.
At 7:14 p.m., Manuel Valle was pronounced dead by the state of Florida. 10 minutes later, Luis Pena received the phone call.
Okay, great. You can go home now. It's all over.
Valle was charged with the 1978 murder of Pena's father, Coral Gables police officer Luis Pena. After 3 decades and 14 appeals, the case was finally brought to a close Wednesday evening when 61-year-old Valle was executed by lethal injection. Outside the Florida State Prison in Rayford, roped-off areas divided opponents and supporters of the case. On one side, community members, friends, and members of the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida gathered to protest the death penalty and support Valle in song and prayer. Carol Willis from the Unitarian Universalists Fellowship of Gainesville says the state doesn't have the right to take another's life.
The bigger issue is not how somebody is executed, but that the state is executing people. And I don't want to be part of a state that executes people, because there have been a lot of exonerations. People, now that we have DNA tests, a lot of people have left death row, including in Florida. And the mistake is just too costly.
While those who stood in the area marked opponents observed a moment of silence for Valle, for the family of the fallen officer Luis Pena, it was a moment of closure that took 30 years to arrive. 53-year-old Luis Pena carries his father's name, but he says now it may be too late for justice.
He killed a cop in cold blood and left me and 3 younger sisters without a dad. 2, 8, and 13 were the sisters with no dad. Okay, where's the justice?
Pena says it's difficult to look back on the long road to this day.
But he killed somebody that is supposed to protect the public. And he lived for another 33 years. In cold blood. There wasn't a shootout or nothing. In cold blood. Walked up to my dad's car and shot him in the neck. And my dad choked on his own blood for 20 minutes. You should hear. They have a recording. I don't know if they still have it. They probably do. They have a recording of my dad when he fell down the seat, grabbing the microphone, and he said, "Officer shot, officer down." That's all he said. It sounds like he's underwater talking because he's gurgling in his own blood, okay? That, you have to be there to witness this little piece. Every time they did that, I couldn't really handle it. I couldn't take it.
For the protesters, they say they will continue fighting for what they believe is the right to life for each human being. But for the family of Officer Luis Pena, they will now try to move forward with closure and relief. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Stephen Gallo.